Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deborah Shane's Metropolis, the hub for community, connections, and conversations. Join us weekly for lively discussions about current events on empowering women, small business, careers, and new media. Visit DeborahShane.com to learn more about Deborah and how you can be in the spotlight. And now, your host, Deborah Shane.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Metropolis. We are back on track after a little summer hiatus where I went and did a little traveling. I was out in Colorado enjoying some beautiful new geography and some friends and some different activities. And I had an awesome summer, but I am so delighted to be back on track with the podcast. We launched last week with Anita Campbell, who is the founder and CEO of Small Biz Trends. We're almost at 1,000 downloads on that show. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. We're approaching 765,000 downloads over the course of a few years. So you're just telling me you like what we're doing, and we appreciate that so very much. So today I have asked my friend Joe Puluzzi, who is the founder of Content Marketing Institute, somebody I met a couple of years ago through our small business activities, to come back on and join me today. He's got some new things and cool things to talk about. And he is one of the leading evangelists for content marketing. He's an entrepreneur, a speaker, and an author with a new book we're going to talk about. And he believes passionately that there is a better way for brands to market than they have done in the past. And if you're wondering what content marketing is and isn't, we are going to get into all of that. So, Joe, welcome back. It is so great to have you back on.
Deborah, it is always a pleasure to be on with you, and I'm sure I didn't get a chance to listen to your podcast with Anita, but she's fantastic. So I'm just glad I'm in the queue here for you, and I always love talking content marketing.
Well, you know, the funniest thing is that, and we're going to talk about this in our next question, but I think people don't realize they're already doing it, but we're going to get to that in a minute. So first, Joe, what I want to do is just qualify a little bit, you know, a little bit about how you got to, you know, this point in your career with starting TMI, and just a little bit about what your motivation was to go exactly in this direction.
Oh, sure. Geez. Yeah, I've been in this industry, content marketing industry, for 15 years now, and I started at a business-to-business publisher called Penton Media. And if you're not familiar with Penton, they have about 150 different verticals where the magazines, newsletters, webinars, and all kinds of different industries, from organic foods to technology to manufacturing. And I was brought in 2000 specifically to work on custom media projects. And basically what that meant is, if one of our big advertisers wanted to do something new, and let's say they didn't want to advertise, they didn't want to exhibit at a trade show, but they wanted to build relationships with their audiences in some way through content, we helped them do that. So we would help them figure out what their story was that would be interesting and would get the attention of an audience, and we would help them build programs around custom magazines and newsletters and webinars and then into social media later as I, you know, ended my stint there at Penton in 2007. So I spent 7 years really working with chief marketing officers and VPs of marketing on how to do this. And I really felt, Deborah, that this is the current and future way we were going to market, instead of telling people, hey, look at me over here, I've got this awesome product or service. We were going to help them, you know, build platforms where they would build an audience through a content-first approach, create valuable, compelling, relevant information on an ongoing basis. And that's sort of the birthplace and the reason why we went into Content Marketing Institute, where we found that all these business owners, all these marketers, this was a new muscle they've never used before. They're very unused to not talking about themselves or their own products and services, and they didn't know how to build a consistent communication platform over time and build these amazing experiences through content. And that's all Content Marketing Institute does. And of course, we launched in 2010, and then the magazine came out, Chief Content Officer, in 2011, still going today. And then the big thing that we're most known for is our big event, Content Marketing World. And we just actually had our fifth annual Content Marketing World in Cleveland, Ohio, and we had 3,500 marketers from 55 countries come into Cleveland, which, believe it or not, it's the largest annual event, business event in Cleveland every year. And we're very excited about just seeing the evolution of the marketplace and just being able to have marketers think a little bit differently about how they market.
Well, if we look at the trajectory, the evolution of the web, content, mobile, I don't even recognize the landscape since 2005. I mean, it's just unbelievable how much it's evolved and changed. But, you know, it still has certain, you know, fundamental things going on that are important. But, you know, the whole idea of content marketing, I mean, it's the future of marketing. There is no question about it. The one thing I wanted us to do here, because a lot of, like I said, I feel like a lot of people are already doing this, but they actually don't know it. Because when they're, you know, they've got their social media platforms and they're doing some blogging and, you know, they've got a podcast over here and they're doing a Vine over there. And there's so many ways, there's so many things that make up content marketing. There's so many tentacles that make that up, that go under that headline, if you will. So let's drill it down to an actual definition of what content marketing is today and why you think that it's more important today than ever to be involved in this in a more dedicated and strategic way.
Sure. No, I would love to. It's a great, great setup. So let's just take that point for a second about why this is important, and then I'll go through like a formal definition. So there's two things that really happen. One thing is that now any company of any size can publish on a consistent basis, and they don't have to have a lot of money to do it. So there's no technology barriers when it comes to us publishing content on a consistent basis. At the same time, our audience has, you know, any consumer out there has 24/7 access to any piece of information they want at any time. You know, they've got a smartphone with them at all times that they can get
right,
whatever they want to. This is we think about this as a natural shift, but it's really changed the landscape, because in the past, if you go before, let's say 1990, there were only 8 different channels that consumers could get information. They could get through fax, they could get it through telephone, they could go to trade shows, they could get it through newspaper, they could get it through a magazine. And big companies really controlled how we got our information, which really meant, if you think about how we get our information about products and services, advertising ruled. Advertising was absolutely the best place to put out your products and services, exhibiting at a trade show, those types of things, because our customers were forced to get their information that way. Now they're not.
Right.
Now they can completely
right,
ignore us at will because of the fact that they have information at their fingertips at all times. So this has really evolved into, oh my gosh, our customers don't care about us. They care about themselves. How do we get them to care about us? And that's why a lot of businesses are now starting to think about content marketing. Now, a couple things about that. First of all, you said everybody's doing some form of content marketing. You would probably be correct if you look at the stats. We even look at small businesses. We do our benchmarking reports every year. About 8 to 9 out of 10 small businesses do some form of content that's not about their products and services. They might do blogs. They might do white papers, the e-books, reports, newsletters, magazines. Most companies are dabbling in it in some way. The problem is most of them are sort of doing it the wrong way. If you think about the pure definition of content marketing, we're trying to create valuable, relevant, and compelling information on a consistent basis to a targeted audience with the hope that we actually build a relationship with that audience so they know, like, and trust us, and that will help grow the business. That ends up looking like a series of podcasts on an ongoing basis, e-newsletters that we send out on a regular basis, blog posts that maybe we do daily blogs or weekly blogs, a video series, all kinds of different things. But the challenge is most people, most businesses are treating it like they treat advertising. They're still talking about their products and services and the content. That's not going to work because people will shut down and they'll say, oh, that I don't want to be pitched to. I'm not going to pay attention to that. So they don't even want to subscribe to that. Most businesses do it for a very short period of time, what we call a campaign. And content marketing is all about a marathon, not a sprint. You have to do it consistently over time to build an audience. So those two things in and of itself, although we know this, and you know this from working with a lot of small businesses, they don't even have a plan for this. They're sort of dabbling, oh, let's do a blog, or let's be on Facebook, or let's try Twitter or LinkedIn, right, and we'll start creating content. They don't have a plan for why they're doing it over a period of time. So that's what we really noticed, and that's actually one of the reasons why I wrote the new book, Content Inc., which is really targeted at entrepreneurs, startups, and small businesses, so that we can figure out what is that model so that we can be successful, because it's unfortunate. The global success rate for content marketing, according to our research, is around 30%, which is miserable. Right. I mean, it's terrible. We can do better, but I understand why it's not better than that, because most of these businesses are just kind of creating content. They're slapping it up all over the place. They're trying to build audiences, but they're not doing a good job, or they're trying to drive leads, and they're not creating value ongoing before they try to extract that value. And we just simply have a long way to go, unfortunately. But, I mean, I do believe you're correct. I think this is the future of how we need to communicate, because advertising isn't nearly as effective as it used to be. Plus, it costs a lot of money depending on how you're using it. And I think the best way to go to market is to create a business model around building an audience first. And once we build an audience that knows, likes, and trusts us, then we can see the benefit to our businesses.
And that is definitely has to come first, which this is a very difficult and sometimes overwhelming task for a small business, a micro business, a business of one, where it's, you know, it's you and two, three other people, you know, the definition of small business today, I mean, it's pretty diverse, but it's, you know, I find some of the smartest people that I've worked with, they still struggle with the balance and what's in, you know, the formula that they need to put together, you know, to accomplish this longevity, this staying power. So, you know, in I come from a broadcast radio sales and marketing background for 20 years, and of course I've had my social media marketing consultancy. It'll be eight years, and you know, we had this expression. You probably can relate so much to this. Is, you know, with content marketing, you share the why and you sell the how. All right, and it's about, you have to create a dedicated strategy. You have to be consistent. And like you said, you have to foster and build engagement, this relationship with the customer the trust has to come first. Otherwise, they're not even going to consider buying anything from you. And that is really difficult for small businesses to grasp. And this whole idea of content marketing where you share the why, and then build that relationship. You give them value. You help them to grow and do things that they need to do. So let's talk about three simple tips. Now, let me ask you with regard to the prior question, actually. So give us, you know, because we mentioned, you know, the blogging, the Vine, the podcast, the video. You know, and listen, let us not forget that going out and meeting people in person is content marketing.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
The in person and online blend. But what are some of the pillar examples that you can talk about of content marketing usage today that, like I said, that most people don't even realize they're already doing? Give us some simple examples that they can sort of take away with them today of what content marketing usage is.
It's a great question, and I guess I want to set it up a little. I want to set it up with two things before we get into what it looks like, because, Deborah, what the problem is that most people go to what it looks like first. So they'll say, like, you and I have run into so many businesses that says, oh, I want to do a blog. And they start thinking, oh, we can talk about this stuff, or this makes sense to our business, and we'll start the blog. that's not right. What we want to do is we want to create a strategy first. And what was amazing in there's two specific things we found out in the research for the book. So what mm-hmm. we did was we said, well, what small businesses are out there doing it really well and created multi-million dollar platforms off of creating an audience first? And we went out to these dozens and dozens of different companies out there, and we reverse engineered the model. And we actually found out there are actually every one of these multi-million dollar businesses and platforms they built by building this relationship with an audience first and then monetizing it, they all did the same six steps, which just blew me away, Deborah. I couldn't believe it. Like, they all actually followed the same six steps. The two most important ones that'll answer your question are the first thing is what we call the content tilt, which is actually step two. And it's figuring out where you can tell a differentiated story from everything else out there. Where can you find a content niche that has little to no competition that you can actually become the leading expert over something? Now, that's a big statement to make, but what most businesses do is they start blogging or they start podcasting or they start creating e-newsletters or white papers about stuff that everyone else is talking about. So you have to mm-hmm. really figure out an area that you are telling a differentiated story. So that's what we call the content tilt. Where is that opportunity? Hardly anybody does this, Deborah, and this is the problem, because if you are too broad with your content tilt, you will never be relevant to cut through all the clutter that's out there. And just anybody listening right. to this can think, how many emails do you get? How much is out there on social media? There's a ton of content. How are you going to cut through that clutter? You've got to be focused on one specific audience with one specific story that's really going to help them on a consistent basis. So that's the one thing. That's the content tilt. The second thing, which just blew me away, is there is actually a platform process on how to do that. There's four things. So as you go into thinking about, well, what am I going to do? What's going to be sort of my destination of content? Instead of what most businesses do is they just basically create content and throw it up all over everywhere, and it never does anything. What we want to do is these four things were consistent in all these successful case studies. The first thing, you focus on one content type. Is it audio? Is it video? Is it textual? Is it in-person, like you just mentioned, with an event type of thing? So that's one thing. Then it's, what is the platform? Is it your blog or website? Is it iTunes? Is it YouTube, let's say? You consistently deliver, when I say consistently, I mean it. Like, are you sending out a blog at 7 o'clock in the morning on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays? Do you do a podcast every Saturday? Is it e-newsletter every Friday? Same time. Set that appointment with your audience on a consistent basis. And then the last part is patience. You have to have time. We looked at, so of all the dozens and dozens of case studies we looked at in the book, the shortest time to really, really making it to monetization, which actually seeing revenue come from it, was 9 months. The average time was between 15 and 17 months. Now, that may seem like a long time, but what we found out is that once somebody following what we call the Content Inc. model gets to building this amazing platform, this amazing audience-first, content-first approach, they're able to grow much, much faster. So if you look at example, like, you know, Brian Clark over at CopyBlogger, you know, he basically blogged for 19 months in a row, built over 100,000 subscribers. Now he's one of the fastest-growing software-as-a-service companies on the planet. So that is an amazing example that we've seen over and over again. Build the audience first. Most of it, by the way, is through email subscriptions. And then once you build that audience, then you can monetize that audience after the fact. So that's what I would just say. Yeah, what does it look like? Yeah, it could be an in-person event. It could be roadshow. It could be a print magazine. It could be an e-newsletter. It could be blogging. All businesses are doing something around that, but they're not creating a system to build an audience over time, and that's what we want people to do.
Well, you know, this is this whole time frame thing, 9 months, 15, 17 months. I mean, that, you know, how many startups and small businesses do we see that barely make it a year? I mean, seriously. I mean, it is really crucial that, you know, when somebody decides to start a business, they have a clear understanding of what it takes to not only start the business but grow the business. And you said it, persevere. I mean, it is really critical that those things are in place from the beginning. And, you know, I think the whole trend now is more towards streamlining, simplifying, targeting. You know, targeting today, the old strategy was, more, broad. Now it's more like, no, focus, streamline, simplify, niche, you know, just, you know, people think, that's too small. If I only focus on this, then that's too small. And truthfully, less is more for sure today.
Because
this lesser group is more interested in what you're doing and more aligned with what you're doing. I mean, it's such a waste to go more, broad. So this is really important. That's really good advice, Joe. So let's talk about three simple tips for simple, easy, deliverable content marketing. We talked about the strategy. What are a couple of tips that a small business can start with to build this content marketing strategy? Because the strategy has got to be focused. It's got to be sending them in a direction that's going to attract people and not detract people.
Absolutely. So a couple that come to mind first is, as you're starting the strategy, what we advise on creating is what we call a content marketing mission statement. It's very similar to an editorial mission statement that a media company would create. And it really gets you focused on your point of, if you're too broad to start with, you will not be successful, because there's no way you can be relevant enough to cut through the clutter to get that, to build that audience over time. So what does a content marketing mission statement mean? So just think about an editorial mission statement that you'd see for any magazine, any kind of media property out there. And all media companies start with an editorial mission statement, and no businesses start with this. So this is a very good way to start and get you moving in the right direction. So first of all, three parts to the mission. First of all, who is the audience you're trying to target? Be very specific with that one audience target. Let's say you're a business and you have, let's say you're a B2B company and you have 7 to 8 different buyers, gatekeepers, influencers in that process. Your content marketing program can only target one. If you target more than one, you will not be relevant enough. So you have to make decisions as your business who you're going to communicate with, which makes the most sense for your business. So who is that specific audience? What are you going to deliver? Are you going to deliver very useful, simple tips on an ongoing basis to that audience around what? What is the outcome? Are you trying to help them live better lives, get better jobs in some way? What is that? So those three parts, if you can just write those down and figure that, doesn't happen overnight, but if you can figure out this is basically your ongoing communication strategy from a content perspective to that particular audience. So that's the one thing. The second and third tips I'll talk about. First of all, then you have to build that, you know, that 4-point strategy. You know, are you going to build your content ship, let's say, on, is it audio, is it podcast, is it a textual piece like a blog, is it an e-newsletter? You know, what is that going to be? You really need to focus. So instead of like going into 5 or 6 different types of content, and I'm going to put it on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and whatever. And by the way, you want to use those things if they make sense for your business, but you want to build your ship on something that you have like a content destination about. So that's the one you want to focus on, that. And then this is the key thing when you think about, you know, how am I going to build my audience? Almost to a T, Deborah, everyone built that audience with email newsletter subscription, which everybody today is talking about. Oh, I want to build likes on Facebook or followers on LinkedIn or Twitter and all that, which are fine. But the problem is, as you know, is you don't control those connections. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, they control those. And we've seen what's happened with Facebook's algorithm. They basically said, you can communicate with the people that like your page. Well, now, if you have more than 10,000 people that like your page, less than 1% of those people will see an organic update, will see any of your updates. That's not control. That doesn't help us as a business. So we almost to a T, all the success stories focused on email subscription. So you're going, basically, believe it or not, You want to be one of those emails, one or two that people want to go to and open up every day, every
exactly.
week, every month, whatever the case is. If that's the case, you need two things to have. You need a remarkable a download, like a report or a white paper or something that people will want to download, and you actually need an ongoing, amazing e-newsletter to make that happen.
Well, and this is what I was talking about before. There are still some really important killer activities that have evolved that are still very important pieces to this puzzle. And no doubt in my mind as well that email marketing is one of those pieces, because that's where you are gathering permission-based relationships to communicate with them. And that is gold. That's a gold standard in our business, is being able to communicate with quality people and send them valuable information and be able to get feedback from them and ideas and yeah, sell them. I mean, for sure, no. Sell them, right?
Well, to that point, I mean, so we have a Content Marketing Institute right now. We have over 150,000 email subscribers, part of our network.
Great.
That generates about 90% of all of our revenue. Comes
perfect.
From email in such way, in some way. Same thing for Copyblogger Media, right? Same thing for so
yeah.
many other companies, because that's the connection that you have, that they give you permission to communicate with them, and that's where your offers will come from, that you're going to actually
Absolutely.
Sell products and services against.
So we have a couple of minutes left here. I want you to tell us a little bit about the new book and then where to find you on the web, all your contact information so that people can learn more about you and where to buy the book. Content Inc.
Content
Good job,
Inc.
Joe.
That's right. Content Inc.
Joe, I like it.
Content
I like
Inc.
It
you
a
can
lot.
Get it. Yo, it's my passion project. This is my fourth book. But this one is the first one that we've targeted entrepreneurs, startups, and small businesses. You can get a free chapter and all information about where to get it in the audiobook and everything, content-inc.com. And I absolutely love this because, as I was saying, there actually is a six-step model that anyone with limited resources can go and learn and do this. And we've just seen it over and over. If you follow this model, it will work. And it has worked for, I mean, we talk about in the book, these companies are coming from all different locations around the world in every kind of industry, B2B, B2C, nonprofit. It really was amazing. It was eye-opening to me to find all these examples that we put in the book, and we basically give the roadmap for how to do it. So that's content-inc.com, and you can get all the information there, and I'm super, super excited about it. So, I mean, if you believe, if there's a small business out there that really doesn't know how to do this, this is the how-to guide that will get you there.
Well, listen, I am so delighted to have you back on, because I have been following you and I have a lot of respect for you in this space, and you're doing it right, and I really respect you for that. And, you know, for those of us that have been hanging around for 8 years, we've been through a lot of twists and turns in this business, and, you know, you just stay focused on your primary purpose. You update your skill sets and update your softwares and platforms so you can be relevant to your customers. And, you know, I of course have had my own formula with my podcast. Has been a great centerpiece for me and opened up so many doors, and all my social media and my content marketing writing on small trends and so forth. So I really appreciate you coming on, Joe, and I'm so delighted and happy for you with the new book. Joe Polizzi, go check him out on contentmarketinginstitute.com, CMI.com, and the content-inc.com is his new book. Thank you so much, Joe. We wish you all the best in the future, and we'll stay in touch, and we'll tweet some stuff out about the new book. Thank you so much for joining us today. And just going to plant a seed for next year's Content Marketing World for me. I've been trying to get up there, and maybe you can help me do that.
I would love to see you up there. Absolutely.
Love to maybe be part of your presenting team next year. I'm just planting a seed.
There you go. Yeah,
saying.
No. Actually, it's a good time. No, I think we open submissions November 1st for speaking.
All right.
So we're already starting to think about it.
Well, I appreciate you thinking about me like that. And again, we are so delighted that you were with us today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on The Metropolis. Joe Polizzi is my guest today. Go check him out. And please come back and visit us again next time.
Come back next week and visit Deborah Shane's Metropolis. To learn more about Deborah and how you can be in the spotlight, go to DeborahShane.com. Make it a great day.